This is debt and credit expert Jen Lee with Debt Therapy. We are here to talk about all things financial that the world forgot to teach us.
Hello, everyone. This is Jen Lee with Debt Therapy. And I'm really excited today because there's a lot of talk about finances and financial advisors and what do they do and do I need one and all kinds of things. So today's guest is Kim Domiani with Summit Financial. And Kim is a financial advisor and she's going to tell us kind of more what that means. But the most important part about knowing finances and financial advising is what they are, who can call themselves a financial advisor, how they can charge for things, how to find one. So this is just basics of financial advising. There's no advice, financial advice being given. There's no legal advice being given in this podcast. We're just kind of going through the basics on what a financial advisor is. So Kim, welcome to Debt Therapy.
Thank you so much for having me for this important topic. I really appreciate it.
Well, I'm very happy to have you here. So Kim is fantastic. I've known her for many years. And Kim, can you tell us a little bit, like, what is a financial advisor? What does that mean?
Yeah, a financial advisor can help clients create strategies for managing their financial risk and building wealth. So what that really means is helping clients with budgeting, saving for retirement, selecting investments, and prioritizing their goals. So a lot of families have a lot of goals, but they're just not sure how they all work together, how to prioritize those goals. So a financial advisor can help with that.
And so who would kind of need a financial advisor? Is anyone that's looking at saving for retirement a good use of a financial advisor?
Absolutely. There's no rules on who could benefit. You don't need to be rich to work with a financial advisor. I think that's one of the most common misconceptions.
I agree. I think people think it's for rich people. And I want everyone to understand that financial advising should take place at every level of income. Everyone should be planning for their financial future. So keeping that in mind, what kind of education is needed? Can anyone call themselves a financial advisor?
So although the financial services industry has a lot of regulation, historically, there actually hasn't been restrictions around titles until recently. So in short, yes, anyone can have called themselves a financial planner or financial advisor, depending on their own firm's rules. So now that the regulation of best interest has passed, only people that are registered as an investment advisor representative can call themselves an advisor. But there's some differences when we talk about the term planner. So a well-educated financial planner might hold various licenses or designations. And I think this is important to understand these and look for these as you go to select your own planner. So some of these designations might be CFP, Certified Financial Planner, Chartered Financial Analyst, CFA, Chartered Financial Consultant, CHFC. So those are just a few of those. And for professionals that have these designations, have to complete a whole different set of education, exams, and requirements. So again, that's an important factor that differentiates people who you might look for planning needs.
And so that's great. So are you one of those designations? Do you have a CFP or a CFA?
Yes, I am a certified financial planner. So it's a really prestigious designation, really proud to have that.
And can you just briefly go through like the types of things that you learn when what people have to take classes for CFP? It's pretty rigorous. What do you learn in those classes?
So we learn how to tie everything together. So how do we look at your investments, your estate planning needs, taxes, insurance? How do we bring that all together and understand in extreme detail how one area of your life really impacts another? So for me to be able to make recommendations on investments, I need to understand how that's impacting your taxation and if then we need to make planning changes in other areas. So it's rigorous. There's tons of coursework, examination, ethics requirements, and really happy to have that under my belt to give me the knowledge I need to provide great service to my clients.
That's great, because I think what a lot of people miss out on is how everything ties together. And some people have insurance, but they don't understand how that affects their retirement. So if someone is just selling a product, they may not get that big picture. So I think having that coursework and those exams and those ethics is really important to be able to advise people on things. So from your standpoint, what kind of services how does your firm work, or how do you work?
Yes, I help my clients in pretty much like three main areas. So comprehensive planning, investment management, and risk management. So comprehensive planning builds the foundation and framework for making those appropriate decisions and recommendations in all those other areas. So to have the right investment portfolio, proper insurance program, the right, you know, retirement income strategy, this comprehensive plan looks at all the goals together, takes a look at your resources, and then makes, you know, recommendations and acts accordingly from there. So it's a really detailed and personalized service. Investment management I provide, where I actually will tell my clients where to invest their dollars and what types of accounts. I can help them with specific portfolios, diversification, tax management, and that important behavior management component. And risk Very management, important. Of course, is just life insurance and related products.
Yes, that behavior management portion is very important, and why many of us in debt therapy land need financial advisors. And so that sounds great. How do you charge for services? Everyone's always curious, you know, how much am I spending for these types of things? So how do you charge for what you do?
So most commonly, I'm charging my clients a predetermined flat rate fee to go through their comprehensive financial plan. Others in the industry might charge monthly or annually. It might be recurring or not. So it's important to know for that financial planning piece how you are getting charged for that. On the investment side, I'm primarily a fee-based advisor. So I only use commissioned products under more certain specific circumstances when it really makes sense. But industry professionals can charge commissions, fees, or both, and we need to just make sure we understand those differences. So fee-based, which is what I primarily do, is a predetermined fee only on the assets that I'm directly managing myself. So this is usually a percentage. For advisors that might be commissioned-based, their income is earned entirely on the products that they sell or the number of accounts they open. So a commissioned-based advisor, the more transactions they complete or the more accounts they open, the more that they're going to get paid.
Cool. And then on the fee-based side, as you said, it's more based on a flat fee to do the comprehensive plan. And then from there, you guys can figure out what's needed.
Yeah, absolutely. And different services are right for different people. So it's such a personalized service. And myself and probably many other advisors out there offer, you know, complimentary, no obligation consultations just to evaluate what the right path is, because it's going to be different for every family.
And I think that's important. And that's something I've pointed out through debt therapy over the years that we've had this, is that everyone's different. There's not everyone that's going to have the exact same cookie cutter approach to everything. And so finding someone who can adapt to what your family, you and your family need, is really important. So, and then speaking of that, how do you find a financial planner? How do you vet one? What are the ways to do that?
Yeah, there's a couple of ways to approach that. So I like the idea of first checking with the trusted financial professionals that you already work with. So checking with your attorneys or your CPA and asking them for a trusted referral is a great place to start. Once you get a few names, you can also go to the internet. There's a couple of great places where you can look up a financial advisor or financial planner. So FINRA's BrokerCheck website is great. So you can also take a look at someone's record. And the SEC's Investment Advisor Public Disclosure website has a lot of great information. Where I think it's really cool to dive in is the CFP website, which is cfp.net. You can actually search by zip code and get an understanding of a particular CFP's area of expertise and some of their experience.
And on those websites, like the FINRA and the SEC website, it'll show if they've had any kind of issues in discipline or their own problems, correct? You should always look into it and see.
Yes. Yes, you should always, you should definitely look into that, because if there was a complaint, then it would be on that financial professional's record. So that stays with the professional, like a permanent record almost. So you can verify that they are in fact licensed, and then you could see if there were any complaints or litigation against that individual.
Yeah, I think that's really important because it's so easy to look up these days. You can find, you know, what someone's done. And I talk to people all the time. They're like, well, I signed up with this person. It may not even been a financial advisor. And I said, well, did you look them up? Did you figure out what their qualifications were? And they're like, oh, I didn't know you could do that. So in the financial world, they've made it easy for us to go and look up discipline and issues like that. So that's really great.
Yeah, that's important, especially as we talked about how, you know, there's people who use different titles, but we really need to know what those means. This is an extra step to, you know, go ahead and see if those licenses are in fact there and help you really narrow down your search as you look for someone that's a good fit.
So switching just a little bit, I have one more question regarding, do you do like education? Do you find that kids should learn financial principles? Do you like to work with younger adults, helping kids through different stages of their lives? Is there education that you offer for that?
Yes, thanks for asking. So we offer on behalf of Summit Financial Group, a Teens and Money class, which is totally free to the community, and we offer that a few times a year. It's really important to start talking to our kids and teens about some, about, you know, we'll have to edit that. Let me start. Yes, thanks for asking that, Jen. So we offer a Teens and Money course through Summit Financial Group. It's, you know, free to the community, and it's a way for us to give back and provide valuable education to kids and teens on budgeting, the dangers of credit cards, the basics of budgeting. So it's really important to instill some of those really important behaviors as early on as possible. And then from there, we teach classes in the community for millennials, young adults, and we're really passionate about education. So I highly recommend you get as much education as you possibly can. You can never learn enough about personal finance, and
I agree. And that's part of the whole idea of this podcast is we all say, I wish we would have learned this when we were younger. I wish someone would have taught us this. I wish that, you know, that this was taught in schools. And it's really funny how everyone says that and then never gets done. So I really appreciate that Summit and you go out and do those types of education. So, well, thank you, Kim. Now, being the lawyer that I am and the financial advisor that Kim is, she does have a disclaimer that she has to give at the end of her talk. So Kim, go ahead with your...
Oh yes, it's never complete without disclosure. So I'm a registered representative and investment advisor representative of Securian Financial Services, member of FINRA SIPC. Summit Financial Group is independently owned and operated, 2000 Crow Canyon Place, Suite 450, San Ramon, California. Thank you so much, Jen.
Thank you for being here, and I hope everyone finds this helpful. And I look forward to talking to you again sometime, Kim, when we have more education to do. So thank you.
Absolutely.
Thank you for listening to today's podcast. For more information, visit us at mydebttherapy.com or on our Facebook page, Debt Therapy. We would love to connect and help out on your financial journey.